So I'm not sure if this side of the room knows what I'm talking about, but maybe the boys' side will know what I'm talking about. Monday night, there was a destruction of a one football team known as the Los Angeles Rams. What happened was the Ravens, very good, yada yada yada. They had a great player, and they won. Well, that's not what I'm going to talk about right now. I'm going to talk about it on Thursday. What happened the Thursday before the game? There's a player on the Rams named Eric Weddle. Right, Thanksgiving nowadays, you basically connected to football. So Eric Weddle played for the Ravens for 6 years. He's about to face his former team. He's about to face his former squad, his former teammates. And the media asked him, Eric, are you going to share your past interactions, your secrets from your past team for the game on Monday? Which is a totally normal, and it's probably a pretty fair thing to do. And listen to what he said. He said, what kind of person would I be if I would do that? Meaning at the end of the day, just because I'm not on their team anymore, I'm not going to go tell my current team everything about my old team. Because what type of person would that make me? What type of values would that make me? By the way, this happens all the time in all sports. If a team gets traded, this and that. And Eric says, by the way, he got killed, so my friends make fun of me that he made the wrong decision. But I guarantee you, in Shemaim, Hashem looking down, he said he made the right decision. Because it's not about winning. It's about doing the right thing. It's about knowing how precious about every single act you do. Every single one of us, for the next 5.5 days, we have the ability to act like Eric Weddle. We have the ability to be able to make a choice. I'm not in school. No one's forcing me to daven. No one's forcing me to make sure that I'm wearing a certain clothing. No one's forcing me to learn. But it's the ability to say, what do I know is right? Just because it's Thursday or Friday. And by the way, Rosh Chodesh, good time to go to shul, especially for Rosh Chodesh Kislev. No one's going to be on top of you. Maybe some of your parents tell you, maybe some of you don't. But I think after the past 2.5 semesters, for the past 2.5 months, for us being here, be able to realize we know what the right thing to do is. It's the opening puzzle in this week's parsha. The Eilu told us Yitzchak and Avram holy to Yitzchak. Right? These are the children. Yitzchak was the son of Avram. And by the way, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, you just said the same thing. Yitzchak was the son of Avram, and Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So Rashi has a whole other interpretation, but I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he says exactly what Eric Weddle said. He said, you see in the child the values of a parent. You see the way a child acts, the values of parents. Or the way a child acts at a Thanksgiving meal. The way a child acts on Shabbos. The way a child acts on a Black Friday, pushing and shoving. No, chas v'shalom. You look at a parent and you look at a child and you see the parent. When you guys go home for the next 5.5 days, people are going to say, wow, that's a Cats Hill Day School student. That is someone who understands the value of davening, the value of learning, the value of midos, the value of gratitude, of being a kind and compassionate and real, sincere Jew. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's all about sticking close to our values, to understand that even though we're not going to be in school, we're still in school. And we know at the end of the day what the right things to do are. So please God, on Monday, everyone is going to come back and say, tell your teachers that at the end of the day, you remembered you were Eric Weddle. That at the end of the day, you remember those values. That that is a Yitzchak learned from Avram. Because everyone saw in Yitzchak, they saw Avram. They saw Avram's values. They saw who Avram was. And that, please God, Bezod Hashem, will be a great, great, one of the first great things we do in Mitzvah Hashem for the great second trimester. Mitzvah Hashem, have a great end to our governing. Page 204. Ashrei Yoshev Yitzchak.